Hello, you are listening Kelipank podcast where I talk about background music. My name is Uku and in today's episode I have four subjects dealing with bot crawlers, free music, exploring watercolor painting and finally redefining my website's identity. So in this episode I'm not going to talk about background music, but we listen to the background music, some of my latest songs on the background. So I'm not going to introduce them. You can go on my page helipunk.de and you can find those latest songs on my first page. So, dealing with bot crawlers. Bot crawlers were draining my website's bandwidth and resources, even though my music wasn't getting enough downloads or exposure. Nobody visited my website. Okay, yes, there were some visitors, but not so much. But the bots just drained my website and my web server service provider sent me a lot of emails about this bandwidth was too hot and too much bandwidth. So I start investigating what is this thing all about, and it came out that bots, including Google bots and other bots, were just crawling every day gigabytes of information. And the idea of the bots is that they index my website and my content and they can expose it on the search results, but you know, they weren't doing this. So I don't know what did they do, but maybe the mistake was mine. I put all my MP3s to free download, so you just can download them for free. Now I disabled it. I attempted to control bot crawling, including disabling the direct MP3 downloads and implementing various restrictions, but nothing helped. And finally, I set my web page to no index, so I don't want any bots to come onto my web page. Well, and currently the traffic is under control, bandwidth is under control. So, how can you download music from my website? You just have to go to the song page to add it to the chart and register with your email, and then you get the WAV file. And there is no unregistered downloads anymore, and that's it. Next subject, free music. Years ago, I started to share my music for free. And the reason, I think I have discussed in this podcast the reason shortly the reason was because I am not a mainstream artist and I just can't sell my music. Nobody buys it, and if I can sell my music, so it means that I have to be kind of mainstream in my own niche, and I'm not mainstream music. I do whatever I want, I do different styles, different everything, so I'm not mainstream artist, I'm not easy selling artist. So and I decided, what the heck, I'm gonna share my music for free. If somebody wants, they can take it. Currently, I'm going to let all this music that I shared for free to be as a free music. So somebody who downloaded my music, and there are some of those guys who downloaded my music and they are using it, this music continues to be free. But the future songs I upload, I'm going to put a price on them, and they are going to cost money. So no more free music. And the one reason I'm going to put price on my music is that when a crawler or a script or whoever downloads my music without registering or downloads my music illegally. So when I have a product that costs money, this is a crime, this is illegal. Currently everybody can say, oh, your music is anyway free, so we can download it as much as we want. So I thought it's okay, but apparently it seems that it is not okay. So in the future, no more free music. And say thanks to bots. This is my lesson, and I'm happy I had this lesson, and now I learned my lesson. Subject 3, exploring watercolor painting. You know, I was graduated as a bachelor at Tallinn Art Academy and as a metal arts bachelor. And there were two directions, one was jewelry and the other was blacksmith works, and I was kind of doing both. But during the studies, there is a lot of drawing in this school, because you have to, you know, develop your creativity and your hand being more working together with your eye and your brain. And I liked watercolor painting. I like it still, but now I rediscovered watercolor, and for every song I'm creating, I am painting a watercolor painting. So go on to my website helipank.ee and see the latest songs. Every song has its painting. I even tried to paint some kind of sketch, watercolor sketch for my earlier songs I had uploaded. But the last songs are all having watercolor painting for them. So there is, it's not just the music, it's a story, and this story has a music, a sound, and this story has a visual, a watercolor painting. So it's kind of more deeper, and I can express myself for different ways. If you want to find more of my paintings, please visit my Instagram account. And now, subject number 4. Redefining my website's identity. At the beginning, about 8 years ago, I labeled my website as a sound bank or sound stock. And I thought that it would be a good idea that everybody can download a unique sound, unique music, unique background music for their podcast, for their videos, but it doesn't work. And now it seems that this website helipank.ee is more about me than it's being a Soundstock, because Soundstock is a different business, it's different website area where multiple musicians all over the world expose their music, or on the Soundstock there are curators who create different styles and different types of music and different functions of music. I mean, you know, short, long, or whatever instruments they might have. But I don't have Soundstock and Soundbank in this meaning. I find that I have to have a place where I can publish my music, and it has to be free for me, because I like doing websites, and you know, especially for myself. So helipank.ee is a perfect place for me to publish my music, and to it's my creative place. And now even the watercolors added to every song, it is even more expressing my creativity. I'm going to redefine my website's identity, and it's moving more towards me being artist than it is a website where everyone can download just free music. Reason that nobody downloaded my music? Yes, some guys did, but not so much as I hoped. Maybe I was too naive. I don't know. But it has been a good lesson, and I'm not angry. I'm not desperate. It is a good lesson for me, and it is now I see clearly that I made a mistake by defining my website as Soundbank, because I didn't realize this is the whole different area of websites and all different business. By the way, now I remember that at the beginning, 2016-17, I discussed and talked to some famous Estonian producers about this Soundbank idea, and the initial idea was that Estonians are so proud about their nationality and about their every product being produced in Estonia, and you know, the sausages Estonia and everything Estonia. But then when we are looking at advertising, so all the advertising music is downloaded from some cheap and anonymous sound banks. So the idea was that every musician, every producer has leftovers. Let's gather those leftovers together, and let's make an Estonian Soundbank. And let's communicate it that if you, to the companies, that if you want to be an Estonian company, download and use Estonian music. Yeah. But those producers I talked with, they were not excited about this idea, and they were more about money. As I understood, it's so difficult to build a new building on an old foundation. So everybody is used to shout out that they are green and they are Estonian. And then use some most cheapest $3 songs out of, I don't know, out of everywhere in the world. that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope that my story made you think, and maybe I'm a good example for somebody who's trying to create his own or her own sound bank or sound site. Final thought is just be yourself. Don't try to be something else that you are not. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again in next episode.